the human being, there's a natural trait, a natural characteristic of the human being. The insan, the human being, prefers that thing, that item. He adopts it, he takes it, he utilizes it. That thing which he has certainty that this will benefit me. If he has a little bit of doubt, a little bit of doubt, or uneasy feeling that there's no benefit for me from this item, then he'll become double-minded. Shall I do it? Not do it? Shall I leave it? Is it good for me or not? So, for us, the vehicle of life that is traveling, our vehicle of life, the biggest sort of factor when we make a decision, a point of view, is there benefit in this for me or not? I'll give you an example from everyday life. For example, if we've gone shopping, and if you look at somebody's shopping bag, you check the items and you start asking that person, obviously what will come out of that person's shopping bag, me and you, we all go, you first there will be milk, and there will be bread, apples and bananas. These are the sort of grocery items or that will come out of the shopping bag. So if you ask him, then why did you buy milk? He'll say, milk is beneficial, there's calcium in the milk, it gives you energy and strength. He'll say this, won't he? Why did you buy this item? There's these benefits and these vitamins and etc. All of the things he will have purchased with regards to each item, he will justify buying them on the with the point of view of health or benefit. In other words, he'll convince himself or you that there's nothing that I've bought that isn't beneficial. And all of the benefits in these items, who has told us? Where have we heard this from? From the research of the dunya. Researchers or data, papers and writings, this man has researched this item, that this has this benefit in everyday change. Sometimes you stop eating eggs, sometimes you start eating eggs. Suddenly you'll say that there's a lot of cholesterol in the egg, it's bad for your heart. After a few days, no, eggs are very beneficial, and eat it and consume it, there's no problem. This happens, isn't it? So this is our everyday life that we see this in. Everyday life. So then, if we continue, the insan, the human being, he always looks at benefit in the everyday life. So our life, it is always going and following benefit or non-benefit. 100% we should do this, that if we see benefit somewhere, we follow it. So this is the research of the dunya, an example that I've given to you with regards to benefit. Now, if this is our thought process, if this is our feeling that we need to follow benefit when we see it, then why don't we adopt something that gives benefit in this world and the hereafter? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Yeah? That if this is the basis of success for us in this life, if this is the criterion that we use, then why don't we adopt something, a practice, a habit, which will give us benefit in this world and the hereafter. Yeah? Okay. Scientific research has told us or proven this, explained to us this. So how do we know that there's benefit in the world or in the hereafter? How can we have yaqeen, certainty? The question arises, doesn't it? So this is a big issue that's solved. That if that power tells us, that being tells us, who created this universe about the benefit, then say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So who's, can there be any greater research than his? Who created wheat, who created water, he who created the flowers and fruits, he who created the small bee that manufactures honey, he who created the small animal that lays eggs and the world runs after eggs, 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 eggs. Where's the egg coming from? Who created it? Which company manufactures an egg? Think about it. Where's the egg coming out from? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Allah. Is there anyone who can tell us more about benefit than Allah? So if Allah is telling us about benefit, that this action or item is so beneficial that dunya and the akhirah, There's no greater benefit in this world or the hereafter from this item. Should we implement the action or not, my brothers? Will we do it? Inshallah. So this is the reason why we sat here. To discuss good things, to practice good things, share good things. What are the reason if we come here? We're not here for some... We haven't come here to a circus, have we? To see a sort of monkey jumping up and down at a circus. We've left our homes and we've come here to sit down. We haven't sat down. Allah has sat us down. Allah has sat us down. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yeah, we're not sat here because we brought ourselves here out of our own accord. No, I couldn't come here, even if I wanted to. I couldn't even think about coming here. There's such a great reward Allah Ta'ala is giving us, me. I couldn't even think that the reward that we can't even see. We can't even feel. Our feeling is always, let me see myself. Is there any benefit for me in this? Yeah, that's when we run, isn't it? That all we know, Subhanallah, is that we've heard these rewards. We've heard there's this much benefit, that without seeing, a person leaves everything, the dunya, a person who's consumed in the dunya, he sits here, Subhanallah, such a great reward. Allah says, do a little bit of sabr, a little bit of patience. Allah says, Inna Allah, Sariul Hisab, just a little bit of waiting, Sariul Hisab. Allah says, a little bit of waiting and patience, that's it. How much? Just it. Just this much that you sleep every day, one day you won't wake up. Normally you wake up in the morning after the night. Nowadays we wake up, but one night will come that you won't wake up. The next time, when? Allah says, Sariul Hisab, very quickly that time will come. Very small moment of time, you'll say yourself, Allah, that's it? I just stayed in the world this long? Was that it? I felt that I just lived in the world for a few seconds. I would say, no. You spent your youth, childhood, used to play, and you said that there's no one greater than me. I want to become rich and wealthy. I want to make houses. Have you forgotten your story? You stayed there for a long period of time, and the person would say, no, Allah, it looks to me like a dream. It just went very quickly before my eyes. Allah says, you didn't understand. Sari ul hisab. Allah says, and in that, before that, inna Allah. Who is saying this? Allah is saying this, the creator. Yes, who is telling us? That Allah makes and He also finishes it. He creates and He concludes it. Subhanallah. Allah Himself is telling us. Subhanallah. So such a great benefit that when the eye will open after death, Allah Subhanallah. Allah Subhanallah. I went once only to that majlis, the gathering, and if I knew there was this much benefit, I swear by Allah, I would have left all my occupations. I swear by you, Allah, I would have regularly visited that gathering. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So should we leave such a gathering? Should we? Is it not foolishness to leave such a gathering? So many fadail and virtues, Allah says. That great, great statement from the Prophet ﷺ, Allah says that he doesn't speak, he speaks what I tell him to speak, Subhanallah. Yes, he's our guide, and Allah says he's saying everything based on what I tell him to say. He's not speaking of his own accord. So many benefits Allah has mentioned about this majlis, the gathering of his remembrance, that we cannot imagine. Just understand this, that today you are so wealthy with regards to the hereafter. So rich and wealthy, so high in status, so high in your status. You have so much respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sits amongst His special select angels. Allah ta'ala is present. And He speaks amongst His select angels and He mentions you. Say Subhanallah. So why have you left to come here? Why have you left to come here? Yeah, you left your shop for a while, your business, you may have traveled a little bit, you may have consumed a bit of fuel or petrol, spent a bit of money, you think you've hit the bullseye. Oh, I've done this and that. Subhanallah. Ask that man, that person who's crying, looking back at you, that if only I could have gone to that gathering, that how fortunate are these people who have attended it, who are sat down. Always he used to go every Thursday night, the night of Jummah, he used to go to the gathering. What will happen then? Allah will hint that this is my special select servant, he's beloved to me, who every night of Jummah he speaks with me and remembers me. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. So this is this majlis. This is the reality of the gathering. We are like animals. We don't understand the glory of this, the glitter of the world. I went to this gathering today, a meeting in the world. I went on holiday to this country. I was enjoying myself. We were naked, sitting on the banks of the sea, of the river. I saw this and that, this scene, and they're sharing their stories. All of these are dreams, visions, hallucination. But dhikr, the dhakir, is nothing here. And who is sharing this story? In the heavens this story is being discussed. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What great discussion point. So here we have to do those actions, that whether we see or not, whether we understand or not, whether we realize or not, whether we enjoy it or not, whether our heart feels like it or not, but we discuss. If from behind there's a pat on the back with guidance from Medina, the news is coming. The great statement of the Prophet ﷺ is giving the guidance. The news is coming from who? From Medina. The statement. And who gives that statement? Makkah Mukarramah, the Allah, the owner of Baytullah. He gave the news to the person of Medina, the man of Medina, ﷺ, and he gave us the news. So if the news is coming from there, the guidance, then understand, we don't have to think, am I understanding it, enjoying it? No. All we need to say is, I'm going to do this action. That's it. Just do it. Will we do it, brothers? Inshallah. Will we come to dhikr gatherings? Honest, firm promise? Okay, good. So Allah Ta'ala, if He tells us the benefit, my brothers, then how great will that benefit be? Allah is telling us in the Quran. The research tells us there's benefits in eggs and milk and wheat and apples and bananas and eating cherries and eating berries. Little things we consume in the world. Allah says, I've researched as well. And who is the one who's researched? That Allah says, I have created everyone. And I'll tell you the benefits. Tabaraka asmu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has announced. Tabaraka asmu. That all the benefits, all of the ni'mas, all of the fadl, tabaraka asmu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram, greatness, glory, respect, dignity, whatever there is in this world, thereafter, everything, whatever there is, it is based on and within, contained within the name of your Rabb, your Lord. Say subhanallah. Who's telling us this? Scientific research? Some professor? A researcher, Rabb Kareem, Allah the Merciful, Sangas Tabara, Kasma Rabbika Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Subhanallah. Allah says, my name is Baraka. Blessings, all the benefits in my name, all the ni'mas in my name, all Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, and Izzah, respect, goodness, dignity, everything in this world, whatever there is in this world and thereafter will be attained by that person who recites my beautiful name, my beloved name, Subhanallah. So now, if we have come to recite this name, haven't we? Allah says, Tabaraka asmu rabbika. And we don't have yaqeen in this. We don't have certainty in this. Allah Ta'ala says, ooh, the barakat in this. And then Allah Ta'ala says further. 78 verses have been revealed with regards to the proof of this subject. I'm not a mufassir commentator. I'm just sharing what I've heard from the pious people. This is from my sheikh. I sat at his feet in his amidst his shoes, and I'm telling you what I learned from the company of my sheikh. I'm not a mufassir or commentator. I'm not a muhaddith, but you'll enjoy listening because I have heard these words from the blessed mouth of the wali of Allah, from the friends of Allah. 78 verses Allah Ta'ala has revealed with as a proof for this verse. 78 verses, yes. There are 78 verses before this, with regards to this, behind this, that Allah gives the proof, all the barakat, ni'mas, ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allama al-bayan. Allah says, all of these verses in Surah Rahman, they are the dalil with regards to this point. Total proof Allah has given in the Qur'an, the amount you see Allah says, ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allama al-bayan, wa-shamsu wal-qamru bi-husban. That all of the creation of human beings, creation of the universe, and everything you see in the universe, all the ulum, the knowledge of the world, Allah has given you sight and understanding to see and comprehend what's around you. Allah says everything that's been made, the moon, the sun, the stars, fruits and vegetables and dates, Allah is talking about the world. Everything you see, all the ni'mas in this universe, the world that you see and you can't see, everything that benefits, because we live in the world, don't we? We live in the world. So whatever there is in this world that you can see, the sun, the stars, the moon, fruits and luxuries and delicacies, read Surah Ar-Rahman. Such a great surah, alhamdulillah. Everything is in there. Explain. Allah says everything you can see, that you benefit from, everything. Allah says there's a basis for all of this. What is that? Because of the barakah of my name. Allah says that if you want to take the benefit of this world, Allah says if you want to take the benefit of this world, that all of the world that you see around you, Allah says, is based on the greatness of my name. Everything will disappear one day. What will be left? Ya baqi antal baqi. Allah Himself will remain. Wa yabqa wajhu dhul jalali wal ikram. Allah says, I'm speaking about the world here so you can understand. So who will stay? Who is baqi? Allah says, baqi is me, my name. Everything is due to the barakah of my name. So if you want to live in this world, Allah Ta'ala says, all the benefits you want to take from this world, the barakat, because we're talking about benefits, aren't we? Allah says that if you want to take benefit from this world, the world will disappear, everything will go, nothing will be left, everything will be gone. And Allah Ta'ala is explaining that what will occur after that. And Allah says, then you will see the reality of the barakah of Allah's name. And the other point, that Allah says, the ni'mas you'll get in the hereafter, that you will get the rewards for. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions those ni'mas again in the surah, in detail. That there will be gardens, there will be such gardens, that there will be trees with great branches and beautiful luxury and delicacies that you will consume. And you'll be sat on beautiful like rugs or carpets and thrones, and like there will be cloth like silk that you will be sitting on, and the trees and their branches which will be so beautiful, and they will bow down to you and you will take the benefits from them. And the style, Allah Ta'ala says, how will they look? Subhanallah. That those branches themselves will bow in front of you. Subhanallah. And they say that take the benefit from us. Eat from here whatever you want. Whatever you prefer, eat from here. Subhanallah. So this is the scene that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. And you'll be sat there or you'll be lying down there. And the beautiful maidens and women will be with you. And Yaqut and Marjan, Allah says in the Quran, Allah gives an example, just like Yaqut and Marjan, beautiful rubies and pearls and beautiful maidens and women who have never been touched or seen, you can imagine their beauty. And Allah is talking about the permanent life. Allah says, just a little bit of time you have to wait. Just like the click of a finger and it will come. Is it far? Is it distant? Yeah. Somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, how close is death to a person? Is it closer than the blink of the eyelid? He said that is far, what you're saying, distant, is even closer than that. You know when you blink an eyelid? He said that it's closer than that. And if we don't consider it to be near to us, then we won't be able to prepare for it properly. We've considered death to be very far away. We've considered death, there'll be stomachache, then we'll go to the doctor, then he'll give us a prescription, medicine, I'll be cured, then there'll be a scan, then I'll have an x-ray, then I'll go back to the doctor for another consultation, another 5 years, we'll go 6 years, then I'll go to another doctor, then I'll have an operation, then I'll be cured. No, not at all. Not at all. These are wasteful discussion and thoughts. Wasteful thoughts. Planning. Suddenly a brother has come to my mind. Allah Ta'ala instills a person into my mind, dua will be done for him as well. Then when we go to the masjid to do Masjid Darul Quran, and he was the muazzin there, he had love, mashallah, I used to love him as well. I can't remember his name at this moment in time. So I forget the name sometimes, they don't come back to my mind. But it was good friendship and love and companionship. And suddenly, that I saw a day or two, he's not here, he's disappeared, where is he gone? And he used to meet, whenever we used to go, he used to give adhan with fervan. I said, please come one day to Zakir Masjid. And I was trying to bring him and invite him, come here to good adhan. May Allah Ta'ala elevate his status and his rank. What a great gathering. We're mentioning him in, we're speaking about love, muhabbat. If you love somebody good, then you will remember him in such a place that the noor, his qabr will fill up with noor. Have friends like this who remember you at good times. Why do you go, oh, he's got more money, let me make him as a friend, etc. No, make fakirs as friends. That when we have no hope and we're lying down on a grave, then they do dua for us and the whole grave will be full with noor and blessings. Subhanallah. So a person like this never forgets his true friend. Subhanallah. So a person never forgets. Alhamdulillah. So why do we not consider people like this? Why don't we consider people like this? What we think is that we should meet a person who gives us a benefit. We should always make friendship with a person who will give us continuous benefit in the hereafter. So Muazzin Saab, we're talking about him, we're mentioning him, that where he's remembered us. He'll say, for example, where have you remembered me? It's the night of Jummah, everyone's given the hisab. This person, a great achievement that he's remembered me in a great gathering. Will he say this or not? Subhanallah. So, I saw that he said, Hazrat, things have gone towards the sort of a negative side. He said, take me to the side. He said, I can smell a bad smell everywhere. I said, what? Well, there's nothing. There's no issue. He said that, do dhamm for me, please. He said, I'm very unwell, ill. I was fine. I had nothing wrong with me. I went to the hospital. They said there's a little pain. I was present there. They x-rayed me. When they x-rayed me, they said that you got stomach cancer. And since then, I thought it would take a week or 2 weeks. We realized that it's his janazah that's taking place. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. That person becomes like a dream. Subhanallah. If you listen to what he said before that, do this exercise, this cure, that he used to speak regularly with us and meet us, but suddenly disappeared. But this is life, there's no guarantee. Today what we hear, we have to understand that Allah Ta'ala is ringing the bell. I have no need from you, you have no need from me, that we aren't relations, we aren't relatives of each other. I don't need to give you anything, you don't have to give anything to me. Maybe I will not meet you tomorrow, you won't meet me. So this gathering is very precious that we are all sitting here. We sat for this reason, for the sake of Allah we are sat here. For the sake of Allah, we are gathered here. Nobody's here for nobody else. You haven't come for me, I haven't come for you. You don't know me, I don't know you. I have no link with you, you have no link with me. No connection, no business, no occupation, career, nothing. Yesterday, if you disappear, I won't even remember you. If I disappear, you won't remember me. This is dunya, brothers. What link do we have? What connection do we have? Why are we here? Tell me. Tell me, in the day, how much do you remember me? Have you ever met me during the day? How many times have you said salam to me? Okay, in the week, tell me. Or tell me in the month. Okay, tell me that how many times have you met me in the day or the week or the month or the year? Have you met me? Tell me yourself. Have you met me? No. Subhanallah. And here, Allah Ta'ala has connected us so strongly that we sit and our hearts are connected. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. And at this moment, we're not looking at anything else. I'm seeing you, you are seeing me. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. At this moment, we don't remember anything. Allah has made us fana. Why? Because we're sat together, connected, due to the name of Allah. Due to Allah's connection. This is Allah's name. See how Allah Ta'ala connects? 7,000-8,000 people were gathered in this same masjid. Were they here or not? Subhanallah, you saw this, didn't you? Somebody says 7, somebody says 8, somebody says 6. Allah knows best how many were here at that time. Allah, there was no machine accounting, but there were so many that the whole, every square inch of the earth here, the ground was covered with people. Isn't it? People sat down. Allah says, Tabarak asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. That whoever remembers my name, whoever remembers me by name, my name, who mentions my name, elevates my name, glorifies my name, who am I? Allah says, Subhanallah. All goodness comes from me, all respect comes from me. Everything I will give to that person. And those individuals today, Subhanallah, I am proud for them. I am envious of them, you could say. That 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, they worked for that gathering, they served it. Everything they did, they gave their effort, their energy, their wealth, who stood for Allah, they made effort, looked after the guests, fed them without any need for money or time. They didn't ask anyone for anything in payback, anything. No link with anyone. For the sake of Allah's name, what a great khidmat Allah Ta'ala took from them. Imagine, Subhanallah, think about it. Think about it. That for the name, for the sake of Allah's name, just to recite Allah's name, 24 hours passed, didn't they? But those who devoted themselves to that cause and did khidmat, served, just with this objective that Allah Ta'ala's name will be mentioned in that gathering. This was the maqsad, wasn't it? The objective. From the child, if you ask him, why have you come? To do dhikr of Allah. Any other objective of coming? Why did you come? To do dhikr of Allah. Why did you depart from that town? To do dhikr of Allah. Where will you sleep? Why are you going to sleep here? It's not easy for the sake of Allah. When you wake up in the morning, what will you do? Dhikr of Allah. 24 hours, the mission of dhikr, a person travels for the barakah, for the sake of Allah's name. And you stood and served Allah for the sake of the barakah of His name. And those who served here, Mubarak, congratulations to those individuals. Great daraja Allah has mentioned in the Quran, promise. The barakah smuka Allah has promised. Allah's promise that you don't know that all dignity and respect and high status is for those people who elevate my name. So my brothers, your efforts will not go to waste without you are selected, chosen. Subhanallah, Mubarak, congratulations to you. That Allah Ta'ala from me has taken nothing. I have no value. But Allah has taken such a great khidmat from you. Service for His deen. Allah selected you. You used your money, your wealth, your energy, your time, and all of your efforts. And you maybe spent things. And women folk, mashallah, they even achieved that the effort that women and the sisters and the time they spent. Can anyone imagine? And nobody is telling anyone to do anything. That we have no link with each other, that I can't force anyone. Can anyone force anyone to come here or to do anything good? No, but it's for the sake of Allah's name. Allah's name will be mentioned there. Tomorrow when the envelope, the deeds will open, these individuals, oh my servant Allah will say, you worked for me to call people to my gathering, you fed them, you were like a servant for my name. Allah will say that you are very respectful, you pick people's shoes up, you gave them tea to drink. Allah, I'm just giving you a sort of a flash of the understanding of this. My brothers, today in this country, in the streets and alleyways, due to your efforts, your izzat, respect, those people, that jamaat, their service, their discipline, their eagerness, such praise is being called out for you. Who's making this happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't have yaqeen, then go to London and ask that you come from there, from that masjid. Oh, they were good people, they achieved a lot, they ikhdira khidmat, they did this, discipline, efficiency, organization. Allah says, Tabarak asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Subhanallah. So this is the example I've given to you. So what about the person, how will he be treated in hereafter? He was an alim, non-alims, muftis, big shot people, and they became like soil and dust for the sake of Allah, sold themselves for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. Because this is the dhikr of Allah that's taking place. Says, this is my name and this is the achievement, subhanAllah. Otherwise, brothers, if you think for a moment that in a gathering to get people together, you have to give adverts, announcements, call outs well in advance and beg people. There was nothing here. Just one thing, dhikr of Allah will take place. Please come. Come, dhikr of Allah gathering. Majlis-e dhikr. Remembrance of Allah. You've seen this scene yourself, haven't you? So Allah Ta'ala, that's why He loves His servant, when that servant works for His name. So that's what Allah is saying here, that if you want to be successful in this world and thereafter, then there's a secret. I'll tell you the secret, the most beneficial action is my name, to do dhikr of my name, Allah says. That will give the greatest benefit. Tabarak asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. The whole verse, the whole surah explains all of the ni'mas of Jannah. I'll give you all of them. In this world you'll get ease and comfort. In the dunya your respect will increase. Dignity, elevation, status, respect, blessings, barakah. Tabarak asma, Allah says barakah I'll give to you. And barakah is the ruh of all success. Barakah, blessings, is the foundation of all success. Everything is due to barakah, not quantity, but blessings. Yes, your life will be made if barakah comes in your home, in your children, in your money, in your health, in everything. Everything is based on what? Barakah, blessings, the mercies, weight of barakah. And barakah cannot come without Allah's name. Without Allah's name, there's no barakah in life. No barakah in life. Come sit to eat food. Look at this point. When you sit down to eat food, if you don't recite Allah's name, when you eat, when you go home, sit down. If you don't recite Allah's name when you enter the home, this name, glorious name, the whole world is existent due to Allah's name. The world exists due to Allah's name and the world will end due to Allah's name. Remember this. That Allah says, as long as there are people in the world remembering me, the world will continue. Nobody can destroy it. Allah says, when people cease to remember me, recite my name, then this world will evaporate like thin air. Yes, this is the power in Allah's name. Remember this. The cause of existence. But who is our biggest enemy? Shaitan. Wretched shaitan. Accursed shaitan. The biggest enmity he has with the human being. Remember this, the Quran says that when shaitan takes insan, that verse not come in my mind at the moment. When shaitan grabs the human being as his prey, then remember he does two things. What does shaitan do? Two things he prevents us from. When he takes a person, controls a person, he prevents a person from two things. First thing, from Allah's dhikr, and the second action from namaz, salah. Remember, these are two actions that shaitan will make you stop doing. Whenever you see someone is stopping praying salah, is leaving salah, neglecting salah, lazy in salah, children are not praying salah, they don't feel like doing dhikr, they don't want to come to the majlis, they don't want a connection with dhikr, they don't want to do dhikr or they don't do dhikr, then straight away tell that person openly with words that you have become the friend of shaitan. That's it. Shaitan has made you his friend. And you will be destroyed. Shaitan has trapped you, cornered you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that when you go home, you don't mention Allah's name. When you enter the house, shaitan says straight away, "Wow, how great." These are the words of the hadith. How great. I think Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. What does shaitan say? Ah, my day's been made. That without Allah's name, how can you enter into Allah, into your home without saying Allah's name? That if you're going into the house without saying Allah's name, it's a waste of time. With loss, you are entering into your home. There's total loss. And that person who doesn't remember Allah's name, he's surrounded by jinnat, shaitan. Every breath should be exhaled, and all, everything you do should be with Allah's name. Tabarak asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Allah said clearly. So if we go home, we'll go home now soon. We don't recite Allah's name, enter into the house. Shaitan shouts out, ah, today I've got a place to stay. A place to stay and lodge. Now you've lost out. You've gone in and he's gone in with you. Shaitan, then leave it. Because when shaitan goes in with you, then Allah's barakah will leave your home. Remember this point. When shaitan enters into your home, then Allah's barakah departs from that home. Now when you go in the night time, one mistake you've made, one mistake, one neglect, you prayed salah at the masjid. From here you depart after praying salah, you're doing all the actions. The dhulm you do is that you have broken the connection with Allah's name when you enter into the home. How did you dare to do that? That you enter into your home without saying Allah's name? How can this be? Oh, do you know why you get illnesses? I don't know why I've got worries and problems. I don't know why I get stomach ache. They don't know. They don't have yaqeen in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That I swear by Allah, we don't have yaqeen. We'll have yaqeen in the doctor's prescription. If you go to the GP, you'll say, breathe three times with the stethoscope and say it loudly. If you do this, then the solution will come and your lungs will be okay. You say, do this. Breathe in heavily. Breathe out heavily. Take this medicine, etc. Oh, Dr. Sahib said, do this. Breathe three times through the nostrils heavily and you'll start to be fine. Oh, servants of Allah, you forgot what Allah said? What the Prophet ﷺ said? Think about it. Grab hold of a hadith. When a hadith like this of benefit reaches you, I swear by Allah, then bring your life into the reflection of the hadith. Otherwise, you'll live like an animal, a monkey, an ape. We're like apes. That our yaqeen, there's no yaqeen inside us. All the veils have gone. The subhanAllah. So soon you enter the house, haji or whatever he is, there's no link with Allah. The connection's broken because all respect comes due to the name of Allah. Maybe you are what you think you are due to your all your izzat, respect and titles. Keep it to yourself. When you enter into the house, whether you're hafiz, qari, scholar, but the hukam is that when you enter into the house, what should you say? Recite Allah's name. Enter with Allah's name. That if they say, oh, you're hafiz, I'm this and I'm knowledgeable, I don't need to do dhikr, I don't need to talk about barakat in my life. Nothing follows like that. Allah says that the principles I've told you and my Habib told you, never break those principles. Never think you've passed the test. When you break those principles, then when you've gone in, you'll be lost. Am I right or am I wrong? So say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we revise this topic, won't make this mistake again, will you? Straight away understand that we believe in the doctor, what he prescribes, gives us prescription, we run out and say, yeah, this medicine, this prescription, we'll believe in that. Brother, astaghfirullah, I always tell you my waqiyah story. Once I made a mistake, I saw shaitan. Yes, he came. I said, you here? He said, yes, I've come. You didn't recite Allah's name. And then we're quarreling. I'm telling you the truth. There was a tussle, and he was wearing a topi, a patan topi, he had a trim beard. And I remember that whole event, I said, you ape. He said, it's your mistake, not mine. Allahu Akbar. And I was a bit upset that time, distressed. I didn't let him go inside. I didn't let him go in through the porch. You know where you take the shoes off? That's where our sort of tussle took place. He said, why didn't you say Allah's name? You didn't say Allah's name. And then he was sort of pushing me and trying to get in to the house. Allah Ta'ala shows sometimes, and Allah showed me for this reason, that I had to share this with people that do this action, dhikr of Allah, so yaqeen can come into me and you can have yaqeen as well. Yes, we sat in the masjid. I'm telling you this true story. It's a lengthy event. And I'm just telling you a summary of this, that he was trying to get into the house. He forces himself into the house and introduced himself, I'm Iblis. I said, He said, you made a mistake, you didn't recite Allah's name, I want to spend the night here. I'm going to enter the house, khair. Then I read some verses, Ayat al-Kursi, and I recited what needed to recite, and I pushed him out of that. But quite a long tussle, there was a discussion, quite a few of his secrets were unraveled. At that time, Shaitan hadith telleth these things. That subhanAllah, how all of that discussion met with the hadith that we ignore, that we reject. So never do those actions that the hadith advises us, don't do this, and what the hadith tells us to do, do those actions. We say, no, this is Mawlana Sahib, why should I do this? Mawlana is just for the Maulvis, the scholars, just sat down on the stage, don't do this, X, Y, Z, this is haram, that's makruh haram, this for your benefit, he's telling you, not for his benefit. Yes, if he says keep the beard, what's this argument about beard, etc. Hadith are coming. The Prophet ﷺ said these are the losses. If you don't do this, no yaqeen. And if you have yaqeen, then when will you recite the kalama in the grave? How will you say the kalama from your mouth that the Prophet ﷺ has told us to do in action? We say, no, it's not necessary. Your heart doesn't accept it. Then kalamat, when you die, when a person dies, it's not his tongue that recites the kalama. Who will recite the kalama? The heart will recite the kalama. If your heart doesn't accept that this is must-do action, the Prophet ﷺ said, lengthen the beard. Keep the full beard. Sahih Bukhari hadith, Sahih Muslim hadith, fiqh, all four schools of thought, fiqh, that keep one fist-length beard. Someone's got a less short beard, someone's got a trim beard, somebody measures the beard from the bottom lip. My friends, the Prophet ﷺ, we are linked with him, and our yaqeen is so small with regards to what he told us. The Prophet ﷺ said, that لا يؤمن حتى أكون حبا إليه وولدي من ولدي والناس يجمعين. That he cannot be a believer, that person, he is not a mu'min who loves, if he doesn't love me more than the whole world, his parents and his children, if he doesn't love me more than all of these things. We think love is going on a march saying nare this and that. No, من حب سنتي فمن حبني, whoever loves my sunnah, he has loved me, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, where did he say that go on a march or recite a naat or nasheed? Yes, are these words entering into your hearts and minds? No, I do this and I shout out the name of Allah, I go on marches, conferences, I recite this much durood, nothing will be counted. Nothing. Man nahabba sunnati fa man nahabbani. Man nahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannati. Whoever I will love, I will leave him behind. No way, I will take his hand and take him into paradise with me, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Then, mashallah. Then tell me, subhanallah. So brothers, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said something from his blessed statement and Allah has delivered that to us, then do amal on this. And the person who doesn't do amal on this, then in his heart, he doesn't have love, then the kalama will not come out of his heart when he dies and goes in the grave. The kalama will not be given as an answer. That if the Prophet ﷺ says, do this, trim the mustache. We don't follow fashion, the trends. We follow the fashion of Medina Sharif. Whatever order comes from there, we follow that order. Will we do this? Inshallah. True promise? Solid promise? You won't keep a fashionable beard, will you? And you stand in front of the mirror, look at the fashionable beard. No. Prophet ﷺ said, lengthen the beard. Leave the beard. Leave it. Whether you like it or not, we have no link with that. You don't grow your mustache, grow the beard. That's it. So brothers, this is the standard of our life. The measurement gauge of our life. The sunnah, Allah says, Tabaraka asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. If you want to get Jannah, ni'mas, glory, dignity, respect, Allah says, leave the things that you're doing. You won't get success from elections, or becoming an MP, or becoming a king, or becoming a cabinet member. You see this today? Those people who fight for respect, where are they sitting? Where are they sitting now? Look at the conditions where people are in jails, and they're being sworn at and ridiculed. What sort of izzat is this? That 3 years, if after that you don't get the seat, then you see the game of the dunya? Rotation, elections, fighting, votes. He's the minister, prime minister. The person who was before, he's in jail. Next person coming out of jail. Is this respect? Is this dignity? Allah's respect that He gives. Imagine that. I'll tell you the hadith again so you enjoy it. It will be the plane of resurrection. SubhanAllah. Which plane? The plane of resurrection. People will be accounting for their deeds. be darkness. The sun will be at its lowest. People will be drowning in their sweat. In one place people look, there'll be a group of people sat on thrones, glowing like the moon. And they'll be sat on thrones of rubies and pearls, beautiful, handsome. The faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. All the people who ever lived will stand and say, Mawlana, who are these people who sat here? Are they prophets? Are they shaheed? Are they shuhada? Who are these people? What maqam they have? Allah will reply, no, they're not what you think they are. Subhanallah. They are those people who had yaqeen certainty in my words. They are those people who had yaqeen certainty. What I said, Tabarakasmu Rabbika Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. That my name gives all respect. And they sold themselves for my name. Morning time they did my dhikr. Evening time they did my dhikr. When they walked and wandered in the world, they did my dhikr. Their qulubs, their hearts were immersed and busy, occupied with the dhikr of Allah. And all of the world, wherever they were, their children, their mal, their wealth, their assets, nothing diverted them away from dhikr of Allah. Every moment they were immersed in my dhikr al-asis. These are those people who morning and evening sat down in the majlis, did my dhikr. Today their faces are shining like the moon on the 14th night. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So it will be you brothers about which Allah Ta'ala is referring to this point. Will you come morning and evening to dhikr? Say it loudly, inshallah. No, loud, inshallah. That's what Allah wants to hear. So in this masjid we do dhikr morning and evening, every day. Are we not going to die? Doesn't your heart feel like you have your face like the moon on the 14th night on that day? Don't you feel like this? Don't you have yakin this hadith? Don't you? Or is it me who's made these hadith? Are these hadith not present? Do the scholars know these hadith? Are these not in the kitabs? So why don't you come in the morning then? Why do you sleep in the morning during majlis? Why are you sleeping during majlis? Oh servants of Allah, why do you live the life of a bunky? Apes come in the morning, wake up nicely, do wudu, pray salah, pray fajr, sit down, do dhikr of Allah, pray 2 rakat salah, then go and do what you want. Allah says, I'm with you for the rest of the day. Subhanallah. Allah says, you have done my job, then I will fulfill all your jobs, your requirements. Yes, I'll save you from accidents and tragedies, theft, burglaries, problems. We hear this regularly. There was 3 minutes left. There were 3 minutes. If that didn't happen, then I would have been in the accident. It wasn't minutes, you madman. It was your dhikr that saved you. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala prevents, puts the brakes on occurrences. He remembered me in the morning, he's got his protection. How can I let him get damaged or injured? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. If 2 minutes before I was there, then the car would have hit me. I don't know how that happened. Why don't you know that you prayed ishraq, you did the dhikr of Allah? Madman. Allah Ta'ala has told us, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. No. I want to stay at home in the quilt on the mattress. I can't go there. I'm an ashik. I'm a true Muslim. Alhamdulillah. I don't need to go to the majlis. Don't ask me. My state is very great indeed. I don't need to go to the majlis. Imagine. Come in the morning. Pray salah. Do dhikr. Alhamdulillah. All the earnings. Excuses beyond excuses. Morning. I've got stomachache. Backache. What backache have you got, foolish person? Who are you telling this? You're making your own loss for yourself. You're digging the hole for yourself. You can go to the shop, run a business until 2 a.m. counting the money. In the night you wake up counting the notes that for the sake of Allah. Don't you have worry for the hereafter? And you can't get up. How can it be that a person, you're protecting your money, a thief will come, a burglar will come. If you're worried about dunya, all of your assets will go and you'll have nothing left in your hands. Then what will you do? Say Subhanallah. Allah says the dunya will stay with you. All the barakat of the dunya. Tabarakasma Rubbika Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. Surah Rahman. Read it. Understand this, so my brothers, inshallah. Promise to Allah today that Allah, we understand this. All barakat are due to your name, in your name. What nonsense are we following that we are going to grab hold of the recitation of your name and Allah's name, how beautiful and beloved it is. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Qadir. All these names, all of Allah's names, these are all safati, attributes. Allah, what is your name? Allah says, my name? Allah is my name, Allah says. The unique personal name, Allah. What a beautiful name. I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim, I'm Qadir, I'm all, everything that you hear and read. But who am I? Allah. Remember this, Allah says. Who am I? Allah. So revise Allah's name. This name will give you benefit tomorrow. Bring it into your heart. Say to a wali Allah, Shaykh, allow me to learn Allah's name. Do you want to bring Allah's name into your heart? You sat in after Isha, after Dhikr, I will allow your heart to say Allah's name. Those brothers who have not learned Dhikr, come and learn. Come and learn. I've tried my, I'm making effort. Don't you have love for Allah's name now? Put your hands up if you've got love for Allah's name. If you've got love for Allah's name, then learn this name before you go. Why are you afraid? Will you have to pay tax to learn Allah's name? Yeah? No. It's so easy. That name, you'll be taught Allah's name. Then whether you take it or not, recite it from your lips or not, but your heart will do it. Whether you forget it or not, it doesn't matter, but the heart won't forget it. Remember this. You won't have to worry about that. Never think that if a wali Allah's finger is applied to your heart, then have total yakin belief that this is beneficial, this action for me. Never think or have a doubt, or because you'll go towards nifaq or kufr. Don't think that I'm doing dhikr, there's no benefit. No way can this happen ever. No way. Never think there's no greater destruction than this. I'll tell you, the person who says Allah's name, Tabarak asma rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram, and you say there's no benefit in Allah's name? How can this be? Impossible. This is the walis, the pious PDs have written, that whether you feel it or not, whether you understand it or not, this is the hikmah of Allah, the wisdom of Allah. But if you're saying the name of Allah and you've learnt Allah's name, then never imagine that you are not getting benefit from Allah's name. Never say from your tongue, oh, I'm not getting a benefit, there's no point doing it. What's the point? Astaghfirullah. Never think this. Never. Never ever be losing hope in Allah's name. Say Subhanallah. One person has understood this only. Subhanallah, say it. Everyone, Subhanallah. Never think. Never allow these words to come to your tongue, because shaitans make you like a kafir. The Quran is saying this. The whole surah is saying this. 78, 77 verses. And such a surah, Allah has revealed that when a person reads Surah Rahman Al-Qari, then the heart just starts to sway and rejoice. Isn't it a unique surah? Ajeeb sunnah. Qari sahab recited this in our gathering. Subhanallah, what great enjoyment. MashaAllah, he selected that day a great surah. I enjoyed it that day. At that time, the dhikr of Allah, the gathering of dhikr was about to take place, and he's reciting the surah about dhikr. Subhanallah, we didn't understand that time that this is the surah of dhikr. Nobody knew. And all the praise of dhikr is in this surah. Subhanallah. فَبِيَيِّ لَا رَبِّكُمْ أَتُكَذِبُونَ. Allah says, in this verse, that this verse that we repeat time and time again, Surah Rahman, it's come out of my mind now. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says that how many, which ni'mas of mine will you reject? Will you shun? Will you neglect? Allah says, what do you neglect and shun? You don't remember me. That means that you think what my advice to you is untrue. If you don't think it's untrue, if you think it's honest, then why don't you remember me? Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Why do you shun my ni'mas? Allah says time and time again, repeatedly, there's Jannah, you get paradise, rewards. And why will you get it? When you do the dhikr of Allah, when you remember Allah, when you recite my name. When you recite my name. So Allah says, you reject me, you shun me, you don't want to remember me. Why? Because you don't do my dhikr. Allah says, when you don't do my dhikr, this is proof that you are rejecting Jannah. You're shunning all the ni'mas that I'll give to you. Allah has clearly said, whoever doesn't do my dhikr, in reality, he is shunning all of my ni'mas. He'll say, I don't need Jannah. But I said, he who needs Jannah, he says, is it? This is the reward I'll get from Allah's dhikr. From Allah's name, I'll get this reward. I'll get this level due to Allah's name. Oh, I'm going to start reciting Allah's name, doing dhikr of Allah's name. We should say this, shouldn't we? After hearing this, we'll say, no, dhikr is hard, difficult. Allah will say, فَبِيَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That you're rejecting this, you're shunning this ni'mah. So great surah, whole surah is based on dhikr. The remembrance of Allah. Is this not the case? Is it or not, my brothers? Tell me. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, we need to learn dhikr first step. Learn dhikr. Bring dhikr into your life. And the benefit of dhikr, when you've learned dhikr, then consider Alhamdulillah, you've attained Allah's name. Whatever you will get now will be due to the barakah, the blessings of Allah's name. Never will your life will be. Never can your life then be devoid of barakah. Before that, I was living with Allah's name. Now I'm alive with Allah's name. So when our dhikr concludes today, come forward. I will teach you Allah's name. I will teach you how to recite Allah's name, and then start saying Allah, Allah. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah, recite Durood Sharif. Salam,
وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. ربنا إنا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا ولا تعتقا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا. يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمرادنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني. اللهم عافنا في سمعي. اللهم عافنا في بصري. لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ہمارے سلسلے کی خاتون ہیں, ان کے والد کا انتقال ہو گیا, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے, ان کو جنت میں اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرمائے, ان کے پسمان کو اللہ تعالیٰ صبر نصیب فرمائے, ان کی اولاد کو ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنائے. اور جتنے بھی ہمارے لواقین ہیں, ہمارے رشتے دار ہیں, ہمارے جاننے والے ہیں, اس دنیا سے جا چکے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان سب کی بخشش فرمائے. تمام مومن مومنات و مسلم مسلمات کی تمام امت کی بخشش فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ والی وصحابی ازواجی ذریاتی اہل بیتی اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.